Did you know that sugarcane is the most produced and cultivated crop in the world? That's a lot of sugarcane and sugar. But once it's processed, there's this waste that's left over. And what happens to that waste? It's just burned. Just burned. And there's nothing to do with it. But there's some scientists that have found a way to contain this waste and to make the sugarcane waste into usable bricks to build affordable housing. Isn't that amazing? Well, in this episode, I'm going to talk to Ms. Oluchukwu Okonkwo and get a deeper dive into the science of sugarcrete. Concrete like sugarcane blocks that can be used to build houses. Let's go down to this amazing interview where we learn a lot about this science. Let's go. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for joining me today.
It's a pleasure.
So can you please introduce yourself to listeners?
Yes. So my name is Oluchukwu Okonkwo, but you can call me Oluchi. I am doing a PhD with the University of East London under the Sustainability Research Institute, and I'm doing my PhD on sugarcrete. And I'm sure you've heard about sugarcrete, and that's why you invited me here. So essentially, sugarcrete is utilizing sugarcane waste to make construction materials. And we use different binders, for example, lime or sodium silicate, to make blocks or bricks to build affordable housing for whoever might need it.
Wow, that's amazing. And we'll get more into that science of how sugarcrete works later in the episode. But first, how did you get interested in science?
So I have a background in architecture. I did my bachelor's and then my master's. I just completed my master's in architecture last year. And throughout my master's, I was interested in introducing sustainability into my projects. And thankfully, I had an amazing tutor, Armor, who was very keen on doing the same thing as well. So the University of East London, they regularly do something that they call Construction Week. And each Construction Week is different. So they look at different topics. About 2-3 years ago, one of the topics was utilizing waste material to make construction material. And we looked at sugarcane waste. Now, we know that sugarcane is the most grown cultivated crop in the world. And every year they grow about 2 billion tons. And out of that, 35 to 40% is bagasse, which is the waste. And what they currently do is they burn this bagasse to get rid of it or to produce energy for the mills. But this is becoming very inefficient. And on top of that, it's causing a lot of pollution in the air and a lot of diseases for the people that live nearby in the nearby communities. So what we are trying to do is to lock the carbon footprint that is being produced during this burning process, lock it in the form of blocks. And that's how the idea of sugarcrete came about. And I love the idea so much. And I wanted to introduce it in my project. And eventually we decided to kind of like take it forward and contact whoever might be interested in utilizing this method.
Well, that's a really good story, from finding this waste to building full-on blocks with your team. It is just a really amazing story. So now let's get into the science of what is sugarcrete and how it works. So what is sugarcrete? How did your team make it?
So we were trying to kind of like utilize the waste as much as possible. And the waste is bagasse and is essentially fiber. So we wanted to, the first thing we did was to test out a few of these materials. And the first binder that we used was lime. We wanted to focus on binders that were mineral-based rather than fossil-based. And we mixed the first few of them. And we tested out, found out that sugarcrete was really great for insulation. And we tried different combinations, and some with more bagasse and some with a little bit more lime, just to see and test out how they perform in terms of compression, fire resistance, and other things as well. And what we found are really, really promising and very interesting. And from those findings, we decided to try other types of binders, for example, sodium silicate, which is essentially sand. And we also found that works quite really well. And the compression strength with that type of binder, it's quite remarkable, you know. And we're doing more testing with sodium silicate. We love it so much. So there is more that comes with it, you know. The thing with sugarcrete is that you can do so much with it. Sugarcrete doesn't really, you can't, you know, stop with just one or two binders. You need to keep testing, you need to keep looking and developing it, and you know, finding more new materials that you can combine it with. That's a nice thing with material. And also, we are currently working with different companies, or you know, sugarcane plantation companies that are willing to look into different binders. So based on what they want to do and the resources that they have, then we help them, provide them knowledge, you know, and advice and guidance on what we think that they should do. But at the end of the day, the way we work is that we give you the knowledge, and you give us back knowledge that you have learned also from your own findings. And you know, we guide you based on what you want to do. You know, the sugarcrete is not patented, is free knowledge, and that's how we want it to be, because we want as many people as possible to use it. That's the goal. And we are inviting people to approach us, University of East London, and partner with us, you know, for the betterment of the world, really.
Yeah, that's how the world should be. We should all work together towards a common goal, which is helping save our planet and stopping climate change from happening and making all that we have around us sustainable.
Yes.
So why did you decide to use sugarcane as your material?
Well, I mean, there was a problem. There is currently a big problem happening. And the big problem is bagasse, which is the sugarcane waste. And there's so much of this sugarcane, like tons, millions, almost billions, you know, of bagasse all around the world. And like I said before, they are being burnt, and that's it, just literally to get rid of it, because there's just so much around it. And you know, for you to be valuable, you need to solve a problem that is currently happening. And the problem was just so evident, like this huge amount of mountains of the gas. And that's really the reason why we decided to use sugarcane. We didn't really pick it out of nowhere. It's just that we identified a problem and we found a solution. And the best solution to tackle that problem was to lock the carbon footprint of this bagasse into blocks. And with these blocks, you can make affordable housing, you know, for people that live in Brazil, in China, in India.
Wow, so we can use the sugarcane, and we're doing two things at once. We're locking everything that instead of burning it, we're locking it in, and we are providing affordable housing for people who maybe don't have homes or maybe need homes with better shelter. Well, that's a really good
Yes.
mission.
And on top of that, another thing that we're doing is that obviously sugarcane is grown for maybe 10 months or more over the year. And then after that, the people that grow the sugarcane don't have any work. So by using, you know, by using the bagasse, you continue to provide work to the people that normally wouldn't be working for a long period of time during the year. So it's doing so much, you know, that I can't even explain in this podcast. So it's amazing.
Yeah, it just keeps going and going and going. It's just an
Yeah.
endless chain of how many people are helped by this.
Yes.
That's really good. So how will sugarcrete help the stance with climate change and sustainability?
I mean, we're all talking about reducing the, you know, the global warming of the surface of the earth, and by not burning the bagasse, we're doing that in our own little way, which is great, you know. So at the moment, when you burn this bagasse, that you're making the soil so arid, And you can't, the soil becomes not fertile anymore. You can't even grow the sugarcane crops on that soil anymore. It becomes useless. And on top of that, you have the fumes that are released in the atmosphere that cause, maybe acid rains and then cause diseases to people that live around, around the community. So by utilizing bagasse, by creating sugarcane, we're doing so much in terms of climate change, in terms of health, in terms of the sustainable economy of the people that actually grow sugarcane. There's just so much that Sugarcrete is doing, and it's just so empowering overall.
Yes, it's so great to think that scientists, superhero scientists like you, are helping us get one step closer to hopefully solving the problem of climate change and building sustainability in the world.
Yes.
Yeah, so what advice do you have for kids, the future generation, that may help stop climate change and continue all this work? What advice do you have for kids who are interested in science?
I think the one thing I would say is, honestly, in you, Akshay, you're doing an amazing job. And
Thank you.
I absolutely, you're inspiring me and you are making me love what I do even more. Because I'm doing what I'm doing for the younger generation, like yourself and your audience as well. And one thing is, never stop loving to learn. That's the thing. At my big age, I still love to learn. I just finished my master's last year. And I said, no, I want to do my PhD. And maybe after that, I'll do a postdoctorate and even do another PhD. I don't know. But never stop learning. Keep learning and keep wanting to change the world into a better place. When it comes to sustainability, I think it's more trying to solve the problem. You need to genuinely love solving problems that surrounds climate change, and you've got to think about this. If we don't do it now, when do you want to do it? If it's not you, who is going to do it?
That's
So
very
you
true.
need to believe that you can do it and you have to do it now. There is no other time. There's no one else that can do it other than you and now. These are the two things. And that's it. And just do it.
That's some great advice. Just do it. Don't wait for it, just do it. That is some really great
Yes.
advice. That's definitely what your team is doing with Sugarcrete. We don't care about
Yes.
later. We care about right now to help later. That is
Yes.
amazing. Wow.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I really enjoyed it and I
Thank
learned
you.
so much like about Sugarcrete and sustainability, and thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much. Thank
Thank you
you.
so much. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Spectacular Science. Spectacular Science produced and hosted by me, Akshay J. Raman. Our theme song and additional music are by Chan Ramachandran. Special thanks to Ms. Okonkwo for accepting my interview invite. I learned so much in this interview and I had a lot of fun. Thank you so much. Also, special thanks to Mr. Armor Gutierrez for arranging this interview and the entire Sugarcrete team. Thank you so much. Please visit my podcast website, spectacularsci.com, to find interactive activities, articles, and blog posts. That's spectacularsci.com. Do you have a science question you want answered on a Spectacular Science episode and get a special shout-out? Well, head over to Grab an Adult and head over to spectacularsci.com/contact and find the contact form where you can send me your science questions. I'd love to hear your science question and use them in upcoming episodes. Thank you. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening right now. It really encourages me and you'll be up to date on all the new episodes. Subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. We have a lot more amazing episodes coming up for season 7, so stay tuned for that. Until then, keep thinking about science, and I'll see you next week.